From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador reached nearly 250, with more than 2,500 injured, along with widespread devastation along the country's Pacific coast. The strong 7.8 magnitude quake struck along Ecuador's tourist city of Pedernales and the coastal region known as Manta. Dozens of aftershocks have been reported. Gabriela Benitez, a World Vision spokeswoman in Quito, said the quake was felt in the capital some 170 kilometers away.
We feel the earthquake in Quito. Thanks God we have no damages here. Everything is fine. But we have a lot of problems in the provinces, especially in Manabí province and Esmeralda province.
President Rafael Correa cut short a visit to Italy to rush back to take charge of rescue and recovery operations. He said it was the worst quake to affect Ecuador since the tremor in 1979 that killed hundreds and injured thousands. At least two Canadians are among the dead this time. U.S. military assets are part of the joint recovery operations in southern Japan after two earthquakes struck within 48 hours of each other last week, leaving more than 40 dead, hundreds injured. A magnitude 6.5 quake struck Thursday, followed by a more powerful 7.3 quake early Saturday. Asia Studies professor Jeff Kingston of Temple University in Tokyo says the quakes don't compare to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami that devastated northeastern Japan in March of 2011.
The 311 earthquake and tsunami and nuclear meltdowns, the triple disaster, hit a much broader area and a far more remote place.
Japanese troops are aiding in rescue and relief operations in the main southern island of Kyushu. This is VOA News.